Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Football on off the ball.
I know we questioned the decision to give him a new contract pre-game. It still feels a little bit odd, but ultimately I think he deserves it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. League of Ireland. On off the ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. The first chapter of a packed Easter weekend across the league already delivered with upsets up and down the table as the League of Ireland kicks back into gear following the international break. On today's episode, Bohemians squander league lead, the Lily Whites spoil the Toka party, the champions continue their slow start, and Caulfield's tribesmen put Derry under more pressure. But first, champions Shamrock Rovers continue their slow start as they could only pick up a point from bottom place Waterford. Former hoop striker Padraig Amond got on the score sheet midway through the second half. It took a late Graham Burke penalty that ensured the points were shared at the ORC. Stephen Brady spoke about the importance of moving on from the result.
When you've done what we've done and what we do, it's not about that. It's about understanding the performance, understanding what happened, move on, get ready for the next game, and we'll attack it like we always do. And the result will be the result. We can't control that. It will be what it will be, but you never go to a point to prove. You do that, you play with the wrong emotion.
Waterford manager John Daly was impressed by his side's performance as they seek for their first win of the season.
I think if we show the same levels with a little bit more quality in possession, we know we can cause any team in this league problems. It's about trying to get that first win and get the monkey off our back, and then hopefully we can kick on from there.
Dundalk have leapfrogged Shelburne into fourth place with an impressive 3-2 statement win over the Reds at an increased capacity Toker Park. First half goals from Jabemi Arubi and Robert Burns put the Lily Whites on the front foot, but Shell's rally back with second half goals from John Martin and Zeno Ibsen Rossi. The English defender then went from hero to zero as a wayward cross ended up on the boot of Rossi and into his own net, securing all 3 points for Dundalk. Manager Kieran Kilduff spoke to LOI TV after the game, saying that they are taking a more carefree approach.
Yeah, listen, I think I've said it enough time, we're fearless. I think there's a freedom with us as well when you're the newly promoted team and a favourite to be relegated. You can go and have that kind of carefree attitude.
On Wednesday's LOI pod, Garrett McGlynn spoke to Stephen Doyle about the mentality Kieran Gaduff and his players have this season.
But this reminds me a wee bit of Damien Duff's team that came out of the First Division with Shells. He's hiring or signing a lot of players that have got a point to prove and have been in the Premier Division but haven't been selected or haven't been given the confidence to go and play every week. And it's amazing when you give people confidence and they're playing every week in the Premier Division and they see wee signs of, you know what, this Premier Division isn't as, there's not as big of a step as I thought. And that's where, as you say, they stick out their chest and they get better and better and better.
Derry City have tumbled further down the table as Galway United put on a show at the packed Eamon Deasy Park as the tribesmen took all 3 points. John Caulfield's men went 1-0 up early on as David Hurley struck his own defected free kick effort and put it in the back of the net. James Clark equalised in the second half for Derry as the Candy Stripes looked to get back into the game, but it was super sub Franz Piero who took a shot from the right edge of the box and put it past Edward Beach to secure 3 points for Galway. Derry City now sit in 8th place on 9 points with no wins in the last 5 games. St Patrick's Athletic are the new league leaders after an impressive 4-1 comeback win. The hosts went 1-0 down to Sligo Rovers earlier on through Archie Meekson, but it was the usual resilience that allowed Stephen Kenny's Pat side get back into the game as Romuald Palmer, Ryan Edmondson, Anto Breslin and Darren Nugent all got on the score sheet. Speaking to LOI TV after the game, Stephen Kenny ensured that the team would be quick to move on to Monday's showdown with Dundalk.
We're not getting ahead of ourselves. It doesn't feel euphoric. We should be delighted to win 4-1, but players are not euphoric there because they know got to go again Monday and you've got to dust ourselves down and get ready.
Sullivan Alarm Park was the scene of a stalemate between Jardy United and Bohemians as both sides played out a tense encounter on Boyneside. But the match was marred late on by the sudden collapse of Drogheda defender Shane Farrell, who requested medical attention and was swiftly helped and brought to the nearby hospital. Vinnie Perth was alongside Jonathan Higgins for live commentary on last night's Off the Ball and had this to say.
It was a throwback game, a great game to watch, a lot involved in it, and ultimately, you know, My brain is slightly frazzled because I can only think of one thing and one person only, and I just hope that the news is good over the next couple of hours and the club release a statement to let us all know how the treatment is going, and I'm sure they will. And this a special mention, Paul Norton was absolutely outstanding in terms of the game, but also his management of the situation that went on in the middle of the game. And let's move on. And the bigger story is probably around the league tonight than it is here.
Meanwhile, Drogheda manager Kevin Doherty gave an update on Farrell's situation.
I'm told he'll be fine. Like, again, the same as having LOI to you, I'm not an expert. I don't know exactly what happened. Obviously, he was had the mask oxygen on when I went over to him. It was obviously a clash of heads earlier on. Too fair, had to be fair to the referee. Stopped it straight away. But they were both cleared. The doctors were on the two benches. Our medical staff were on straight away for the initial incident. The two of them were clear. But obviously, it's something related to that. I said, I don't worry anyone. But he's over. Look, we're very lucky. The hospital is literally 30 seconds across the road.
Bohemians assistant manager Stephen O'Donnell reflected on Bohemians' recent run of form as their fast start to the season tapers off.
You take each game on its merits. I don't think you take results. We know we were below par 2 weeks ago against Dundalk at home. Definitely our flattest performance of the season so far. But tonight it's always more like ourselves, how we started the season. But we're more off performances. Obviously, we want results. But I thought there were two vastly different performances, with tonight being much more positive.
In the First Division, Cork City were able to extend their lead at the top of the table with the draw away to Finn Harps, as Bray Wanderers lost away to Wexford. UCD moved closer to the top with a win away to Athlone Town, while Cove Ramblers overcame Kerry and Tritty United and Longford Town played at a nil-all draw. Today marks the first round of the Avenir All-Ireland Cup, as 8 matches take place in the first group stage round. In Group A, Sligo Rovers take on Holders Wexford at 5 o'clock in the showgrounds, while Linfield will take on Shamrock Rovers tomorrow at 2 o'clock up in Belfast. In Group B, DLR Waves host Lisburn Rangers at 3 o'clock in Belfield, while Peamount United travel to Éamon DC Park to take on Galway United at 5 o'clock. Group C sees Tritty United hosting Cliftonville at 3 o'clock in Marketsfield, and later on at 6 o'clock, League and Cup double winners Athlone Town take on Cork City at home. Finally, Group D sees finalists Bohemians hosting Glentoran and Dalyman Park at 3 o'clock, while Shelburne travel to the ORC to play Waterford, also a 3 o'clock kickoff. Monday is another packed day for the League of Ireland, as we have 10 matches across 2 divisions all kicking off at 5 o'clock. Bohemians will look to bounce back from their draw as they host Waterford and Dalyman Park. Galway United are hoping to build a run of form as they travel to Sullivan and Lamb Park to play Drogheda United. It's a battle of the Kennies as Dundalk host new league leader St Pat's in Oriel Park. Tala is the venue for the second Ringsend derby of the season as Shamrock Rovers play an inconsistent Shelburne. And finally, Tiernan Lynch's Derry City tried to pick up some form as they travel south to the showgrounds to play at Doggett Sligo Rovers. In the First Division, Athlone Town hosts Longford Town. Bray Wanderers host Finn Harps, Tritty United travel across Munster to play Cove Ramblers, and in another Munster encounter, Turner's Cross is the scene of Cork City versus Kerry. And finally, Wexford travel up to South Dublin to take on third place UCD. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland and Off the Ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dove, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McGlynn, LOI Later with Ben Symes, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off the Ball, OTB Breakfast and Football Saturday. We'll be back next week. Take care.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.